As an entrepreneur, we're always wanting to know where in the journey am I right now? What's my next level? Well, I've put together a free quiz that will tell you exactly that. It's called the Freedom Finder Quiz, and you can find it at freedomfinderquiz.com. It's free, takes less than 3 minutes to complete. I timed it. And at the end, it will tell you exactly where you are in your business freedom journey and what to focus on next to move to that next level of building a business that provides you more money and freedom. So take the quiz today at freedomfinderquiz.com.
When you're feeling fearful, when you're feeling scared, when you're feeling stuck, to just go, hey, okay, if I was to play full out, if I was going to really go for something, what would this look like? And for some, that's, you know, wealth, success. For others, that's serving and giving back to community. There are so many different ways. And for others, if you understand things, you can make a lot of money and you can give back and you can do that all together in one. And welcome to another episode of the show. In this episode, I am debriefing from our great conversation earlier the week with Jordan De Jong. I don't know if I pronounced that right. I know I just was speaking to him, but I've already kind of forgotten. I know the J is silent. This is a guy that I've known for less than a year, probably 6 months, really. But in that time, he has really thoroughly impressed me on numerous fronts, on the way he's been able to show up and shift his business and how he shows up in business, like how easily he takes on feedback and changes things and implements them. For him to have gone from when he started his business, we talked about, you know, he was spending 12-hour days in the business, and then the fact that that was then impacting, he realized, like while he and his wife weren't fighting, he realized that, oh, I don't really have that connection with my wife in the way that I used to, and I don't really know my daughter because I've just been so engrossed in work. And so he's been able to shift things now, and now he's really crafted a life and business, what I call work-life integration. You know, 3 hours really a day now is what he puts into his work, and he's got plenty of time to spend with his wife, with kids, and to go and make sure he works out and does other things that bring him joy. It's just a huge hats off to him. And then realizing that he'd put on all this weight from sitting there working and he's gone and lost weight. Like, he's just a real inspirational dude in terms of showing what's possible for a man or a dad to go, hey, I can see that what I'm doing is no longer working and I'm going to change it. And I'm going to listen to the people who can support me through that journey. And I'm, you know, very grateful and lucky that I get to be one of those people who has helped him a little bit in his journey. Do not take credit. He's the one who's done the work. He's the one that asked questions, and I just got to be a very small part of that. But it's so incredible. So if you haven't listened to the episode, it's really us unpacking his journey of what led him to start his business, which was actually the birth of his child, how he went through that, and everything that's unfolded. It's just a really great natural conversation. The other thing that I really respect about Jordan is his heart. He's a real genuine dude. He shows up wanting to serve, wanting to help, and genuinely wants to connect with people. And it's funny, like, he loves having a chit chat, and yet by his own admission in the episode, he said that he is an introvert. And it's just an interesting, fascinating dynamic that he is an amazing man. So, what were some of my biggest takeaways from our conversation? Well, apart from the fact that it just being absolute proof of what a man can do in a short period of time when he gets the right advice and has a willingness to execute and makes the commitment to himself to change, what he's been able to do in a short period of time, at least from changing his hours, I mean, he's had an incredible growth journey from business as well. In that time as well, but being able to shift the amount of hours he's working, the weight he's been able to lose, getting himself healthy, reconnecting with his wife, and getting to know his daughter, I think that is just a testament of the power of personal transformation that is possible for you, listener, watcher, if you are a dad as well, maybe in a situation similar to how he started. If you're there going like, I just don't know if I can change, you can. He's the poster boy of showing just in how much of a short time things can change if you choose to put in the work to do it. And so that, for me, that's very rewarding in terms of what we're doing at Dadpreneur, where we're helping men with those key areas, right? We're helping them with their business and getting them to work less hours. We're helping them in their relationships and rekindling the passion and bringing back that connection, and also being there for their kids and actually being a role model for their kids. And then their health and losing weight and getting fit and healthy and getting their energy back. And then ultimately building wealth. A couple of things that really stood out, though, about if we get in practical business mode for a second. The idea of going, how do I 10x rather than 2x? We talked about a book, 10x is better than 2x, which is by Dan Sullivan. And the general principle here is, like, for him, he's like, well, you know, instead of going, hey, I'm getting 10 leads a week right now, how do I get them to 20? He's going, all right, if I'm getting 10 leads a week, like, what would really have to happen for me to, like, 10x this, to be getting hundreds of leads a week? What would make me completely transform this industry? And so he's got him thinking on a bigger level. One of the quotes he said he didn't remember who said it, but it's like, building a $1 million business and building a $1 billion business requires the same amount of effort. It's just a different level of thinking that gets you there. Now, I don't have a $1 billion business, so I can't speak to that and to how true that is. I have a $1 million business, and I do wonder if that statement is entirely true, but I like what it points to. Whether it's actually true or not, what it points to is that there is a different level of thinking, right? The level of thinking that gets you to a $1 million a year business or a $2 million a year business is very different to what's going to be required to get you to a 10, 20, $100 million, $1 billion business. Many years ago, I had a conversation with a friend. You know, many entrepreneurs, we idolize the idea of, you know, the Steve Jobs and the Richard Bransons and the people of this world, the Elon Musks. Oh, I want to be like them. I want to change the world the way they have. And we talked about how often for those men, they sacrifice their life to make those changes for the world. They sacrifice their life for the world, right? Usually their relationships are terrible. They're not what you want to model in terms of home life. They might be these amazing business people. I mean, even Warren Buffett, I remember watching a documentary on a plane once about Warren Buffett, and it was interviews with his kids and his wife, or ex-wife technically, and, you know, them talking about their experience of living with Warren Buffett. If you don't know who Warren Buffett is, he's, you know, probably well known as probably the smartest investor of all time, one of the wealthiest men in the world. Berkshire Hathaway is the company that he has that he invests, and he manages a lot of money. He's just idolized in his ability to make money. And yet these interviews with these kids were like, they don't know their kids, like they don't know their dad. Like, it was not a happy look at him as a man for his whole life. But what it's pointing to here is his quote of it, the same effort required to make a $1 million business or a $1 billion business. It's about deciding what you want. I think better would be like the same effort to build a $100,000 business to build a $1 million business. I think there's a lot of truth in that. I'm sure there could be truth to the $1 billion side of things too. Although at the $1 billion side, you're probably, my belief system is you would be sacrificing more of your life than I'm personally prepared to do. But time will tell. Maybe I'm wrong. So that was another really cool takeaway that was shared. I thought it was interesting too. He touched on that he does the carnivore diet and he eats only once a day. We didn't delve into it. Probably wish I had delved a little deeper into it to understand why he does that. But it's just, again, it goes to show there's so many different ways you can kind of skin a cat, if you like, to achieve your goals. Ultimately, the biggest message that he left, I asked him at the end, what would you whisper to that earlier version of Jordan who had his daughter just there in his arms and he's thinking about, should he start a business? What should he do? He said he would whisper, just do it. And he talked about how Jordan Peterson has this thing of like, we're all in this life. We're here. We're going to die. This life is going to kill us. We are going to die one day. So you may as well play full out, play and build, you know, play the best game you can possibly play while you're here, because you're going to die anyway. It's going to happen. And I think there's a poetry in that concept, but it really is a great way when you're feeling fearful, when you're feeling scared, when you're feeling stuck, to just go, hey, okay, if I was to play full out, if I was going to really go for something, what would this look like? And for some, that's, you know, wealth, success. For others, that's serving and giving back to community. There are so many different ways. And for others, if you understand things, you can make a lot of money and you can give back and you can do that all together in one. So that's a bit of a rundown of my biggest takeaways from my conversation with Jordan. If you want to learn more about Jordan, you can find his socials in the show notes. And you can also find his company that he runs. So while we had this great conversation about his entrepreneurial journey, he does run an amazing company called gameplans.com.au. It is a property modeling software, if you like, for planning out your property portfolio. So if you own multiple investment properties and you want to build an investment portfolio, I do recommend taking a look at gameplans.com.au, because you can sign up, create an account, and you can plan out and model different scenarios. I personally use his software. It's allowed me to plan out and decide which property strategy I personally want to use to achieve my goals. At the time, I was in this conundrum of like, Do I go negatively geared, which for the Americans, that basically means properties that lose money but have a tax benefit, which is the majority of the Australian property market in residential, just so you know at the time of recording? Or do I go for the lower priced, higher yield cash flow properties? They don't generally get the same amount of capital growth, but they're cash flow. Or do I go commercial only? Do I do a mix of it all? And so I was able to run all these different scenarios. And I think I ended up modeling about 6 different scenarios over the next 30 years with the different strategies at play, so I could make a decision as to which one was going to be easiest for me to execute, going to have the biggest impact to my net worth and my ongoing cash flow for passive income ongoing. And I wouldn't have been able to achieve that in just a conversation. I wouldn't have been able to achieve that just by myself. I was only able to achieve that by using Jordan's software, gameplans.com.au. So do recommend checking that out. All right, I'm going to wrap this episode here and I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.